Sky News. I'm Joe Palca reporting.
You realize something when you take this job. It's a big job with a lot riding on you, and you feel it. But you also know that this is a job that does not last forever.
Today, Washington is abuzz. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan blew the roof off the Capitol building, announcing that he will not be seeking re-election for his House seat in the upcoming November midterm elections.
To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future.
Speaker Ryan made the announcement this morning, claiming that he had completed all that he'd hoped to do, citing his two most gratifying accomplishments as reforming the tax code and rebuilding the U.S. military. His reason, he said, principally has nothing to do with Donald Trump, nor the possibility that his House of Representatives may lose their majority in the upcoming midterms. The reason, he said, was simply personal.
What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
When Mr. Ryan took the job, he was a reluctant candidate, finally accepting the position after much coercion. He was Mitt Romney's vice presidential running mate against President Obama and Joe Biden in 2012. Two Reuters journalists accused of violating the Myanmar's colonial-era Official Secrets Act will face trial after a court rejected a request to dismiss the case against them. Judge Yi L. Win said Wednesday there was a proper reason for the accusations. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Myanmar expressed disappointment that the two journalists remain in detention, that they have been jailed for doing their jobs as journalists. This is VOA News. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon said Russian forces